Space rocks, spy balloons, and the world's oldest dog?
Is this a new video game?
No, Ryan. That's this week's headlines.
Whoa, I gotta know more. Let's get into it.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Tuesday, February 7th.
This is the 10 News.
Here are 10 things you need to know.
First up, Groundhog Day was last week, and what did Punxsutawney Phil predict? 6 more weeks of winter. The large rodent spotted his shadow, and despite the fact that he's only been 40% accurate for the past 5 years, we believe him, because there was a big freeze in the Northeast. Schools in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and other northeastern states were closed on Friday because of the freezing temperatures. Some areas saw temperatures in the negative double digits, and New Hampshire saw the coldest winter chill ever recorded in the continental U.S. Negative 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Brr! Residents in these states were urged to stay indoors because of the dangerous conditions.
Now to a place that's usually warm, but we're seeing some cold moves. What is going on in Florida? The AP Black History course challenged by Florida Republicans for including critical race theory has been altered, removing all mention of Black Lives Matter, Black feminist literature, and the movement for reparations while adding a section on Black conservatism. Scholars say the changes erase important aspects of the Black experience. And Governor Ron DeSantis proposed a law that would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as critical race theory, from being taught in publicly funded Florida colleges. We'll be talking about this more in upcoming episodes. Are you a kid in Florida affected by the changes to education? We want to hear from you. Call us at 877-TEN-NEWS and let us know how Florida's school laws are affecting you.
Next up, Tuesday, the 7th of February, is the day of President Biden's State of the Union Address.
My fellow Americans.
Once a year, the president gives America an update on how things are going. President Biden is expected to talk about the economy, the war in Ukraine, and his plans for the future. Most of the president's cabinet and most Congress members will be there, and every major TV station will broadcast the speech around 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
And in amazing news, Beyoncé announced her first world tour since 2016. The Renaissance Tour kicks off in Europe in May and will tour stadiums in the U.S. in July and August.
Now we have news from up in the air. Last week, a balloon the size of 3 buses was spotted over the U.S. state of Montana. But this wasn't a giant birthday balloon. It's believed to be a spy balloon sent by China. The U.S. military shot the balloon down over the Atlantic Ocean. Diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China have been negatively affected. The U.S. called China irresponsible, and China accused the U.S. of overreacting. And going a little further from Earth's surface, the Curiosity rover on Mars has discovered a metal meteorite. The space rock made of iron and nickel is about 1 foot wide and has been nicknamed Cacao by scientists. Curiosity has been roaming Mars since 2012, traveling 18 miles across Mars in the past 10 years.
In amazing animal news, Guinness World Records has announced the oldest dog ever. The record breaker is named Bobby. He's a 30-year-old Rafiero do Alentejo breed, and he lives in Portugal in the home he was born in. The secret to his long life? His family says it's because he lives in a calm, peaceful environment. And they feed him human food with the seasonings washed off. And in the do not try this at home bucket, 6 pediatricians in Australia swallowed Lego heads for science.
What?
The doctors wanted to reassure parents that kids who accidentally swallow small plastic toys or coins will be okay. And to see how long it takes to excrete a plastic toy. And by excrete, I mean poop out. In their study, it took between 1 and 3 days for the doctors to poop out the Lego heads. One thing the doctors in the study pointed out was that while a Lego piece won't cause harm, small batteries found in toys are extremely dangerous if swallowed. That was 10 Things You Need to Know.
Be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. It's our Puppy Bowl special report.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Data transfer complete.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.